Some legends leave their mark on the game.
We're going to smash up the middle. Base hit to center. Here comes Gomez. Around third. A throw and the Brewers win. On a base hit by Nigel Morgan. He's being mobbed.
Others leave stories you'll never forget.
To this day, it gives me the willies right now because I'm a little bit older, so now I understand what it meant to the city.
Now, it's your chance to hear them firsthand on the Yuengling Legends Line. Legendary names. Legendary stories. Brought to you by Yuengling. Crack open a Yuengling lager and raise a toast to an American tradition. D.G. Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Now, here's Brewers legend T-Plush.
You guys are the land of the dairy, but you guys had no flavor in the dairy. So basically, you know, I had to bring some flavor.
Live from the American Family Insurance Championship, it is Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Joined now on the Yuengling Legends line is the one, the only, our guy, T-Plush, Nigel Morgan. You know,
hey, what's up, guys? What's up, man? What's happening?
No, what's up with you? The floor is yours to start.
First off, right, your boy just got back from the Bahamas. Ooh, you know, everything was well there. I thought about you guys. Bahamar. It's everything what it is, you know, little shout out, but it's all good, man. I'm chilling. I'm nice, relaxed, ready to roll. I told you guys June was going to boom. You guys see the runs that have been getting piled up, except for one game. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
What was that? It was a Saturday or a day game. I don't know, something like that. But, you know, June's been happening.
June is booming with the runs, and obviously Kyle Harrison, Jacob Mizorowski continue to be great. But yes. I want your opinion on this because you had mentioned that you said something about Andrew Vaughn and people in your DMs, but the conversation about the trade deadline and the Brewers making a major move it's got some momentum, right? Whether they trade for Tarek Skubal or maybe go for a bat. You mentioned bat. Is getting a playoff pitching performance from a CC Sabathia type, which would be like a Tarek Skubal from a rental for this year, more important, or a bat, which is a little bit more what you've been talking about?
Well, you know, since we have such a great, you know, we always have a great pitching staff. Mm-hmm. You know, and the name of the game is always going to be pitching and defense, especially when it comes to playoff time. For me, I still like, you know, getting in the bat. You know, because we always have arms. The Brewers are known for arms. We, you know, our minor leagues, you know, it's always strong. You know, the front office, they know how to get the right players. So for me, it's just more of the excitement. And even if they do try to get, you know, Skubal for, you know, I guess a rental, I you know, it's something that Milwaukee needs. You guys need a championship. We need a championship. You know, for me, you know, our window's only, it's only so big. So for me, you know, if you can get that arm in, yeah, it's going to work. But I still like the young talent. I feel like you should bring in Made, inject, you know, that energy and just let it go.
Now, you talk about bringing up Made. A lot of people are talking about Cooper Pratt as well. Do you think a young guy, when you inject that energy, do you think they'll be able to come right in and make an impact? Or do you think they're going to scuffle a little bit and have to be dragged along or carried along?
Well, how else are you going to know if you don't put them out there? You know, it's just like, you know, you have that one kid who's very good at a certain age, but he's going to, you know, you want him to play with the older kids. It's the same thing. So it's similar to that. How are you going to know if you don't put him out there?
Do you think this team is good enough to be able to withstand and basically bring somebody along?
Most definitely. Well, I mean, if they struggle, I mean, at least you see earlier than later. Yeah. I'd rather see it now than later, but if you
but
have
you
the
also
right,
don't want to expose
right
what is a potential
in the
bargaining
room,
chip.
Pardon me?
You don't want to expose any prospects that aren't ready and maybe lose potential bargaining chip that you have to maybe move some of these prospects.
No. Well, I mean, for me, I mean, they have such a good system, and they're always, you know, the Brewers, they build talent, you know, so and they're known for building in-house. So for me, you know, I wouldn't even really give up the chips. I would honestly let it go, understand what you have. But for me, it's injecting, you know, the young player into that lineup.
So As we're joined by T-Plush, Niger Morgan on the Yingling Legends line on Kyle and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. If I said there were going to be some prospects traded, maybe not the ones that, you know, nobody – there's definitely some guys that are probably on the no-trade list, but they give up some prospects, and you either get Tarek Skubal or Byron Buxton, a big bat in the lineup. You're choosing Buxton? And goodbye to Niger Morgan.
He dropped off.
I feel like I can still like see something. I don't know what's going on with him.
Strofe's
having a tough day. Even when it's not his fault, he's got to like scramble back there now.
There's one thing I did want to follow up with him. He was thinking about us in the Bahamas. I got to ask him, were you really thinking about us in the Bahamas?
Is it because that he was supposed to join us last week and he couldn't do it, he's really looking forward to it?
Was it last week?
If it's
week?
Not that, I'm worried that he's thinking about us while in the Bahamas.
I'm not worried about it. That's our guy, Niger Morgan. But I think
I'm back.
All right. Welcome back.
I got a phone call. Sorry about that, gentlemen.
Do not disturb.
Wait, hold on. Was it an important call?
Nah, nothing's important. Not like you guys. Come on now.
Speaking of us being
I had to put my phone on Do
D&D.
Not Disturb.
Yeah.
So if we're so important, why weren't we invited to the Bahamas, and why were you thinking about us in the Bahamas?
Because honestly, I thought I was going to miss today, so unfortunately, we just got off the flight.
I told you.
I was hustling. I told the missus that, you know, I don't know if we're going to make it through the customs airline in the Bahamas, but we made it.
I'm fresh from the island, boy.
Your boy dipped out onto the water this morning, and you know, it was crystal blue, you know, so it's nothing like Lake Michigan, but you know, it works.
you don't gotta lie.
You lied.
That is a straight lie.
Listen, are you jumping into Lake Michigan?
Yeah. Oh, you know, honestly. You know what I really want to do that's on Plush's bucket list?
What is that?
Is I really do want to do that polar plunge.
It's funny you mention that, T-Plush, because our guy Kyle Wallace, right next to me, when the Packers were 3-6 in Jordan Love's first year of starting, I had said if they make the playoffs, I'll jump into Lake Michigan. I roped Kyle into it as well. And what did Kyle do? He went up to his neck because he didn't want to get his dreads wet.
He's scared of Lake Michigan's water. T-Plush, wait a minute.
He got to understand. We can't go up underwater, bro.
Yeah, exactly. It was in January. It's cold. The water looked nasty.
My bad, dog.
I said, wait a minute. I couldn't put my head inside the water.
So you're both frogs.
I couldn't do that. But I put the shoulders in.
That's the polar dip.
If you're really gonna do it, dog, honestly, you gotta go all the way in. You know, you gotta go in there. But the whole thing is. Honestly, how long do you have to stay in there for? Is it just a quick and then you're out, or are you in there holding it down for at least a good 5-10 seconds and then out?
You want to do it? I'll stay under longer than you.
Oh, wow.
Did we lose him again?
No, he's scared.
He's processing. He's scared of the water.
I have the backup. I have my backup behind me. She's ready to come get you guys.
I see you got the lanai, too. You kicking it out there. But no, T-Plush,
This is my section right here, man. Dog. This is my little, you know, this is the T-Plush corner in here.
I love that. No, we – so basically, it was in January. It was like 10 degrees outside. And when I ran out of the water, I was still in the freezing cold and had to run up some stairs to get inside the house. They lucky I didn't get hypothermia.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I feel you on that, too. But honestly, I would like to do it in January with you. But I might be at the Brewers Fantasy Camp. Actually, it's not even I might. I am. I actually confirmed the other day that I'm
going
to be at the Brewers Fantasy Camp. So that's going to be my thing, doing that every year. I enjoy doing that.
That's super dope. Now, T-Plus, you talked about you think the Brewers have an opportunity. But let's be for real. Do you think – what's the ceiling of the Milwaukee Brewers if they stand pat? Because more than likely, they're not getting a bat. They're not getting a – they're not going to get an ace pitcher. If they stand pat the way that they are, do you think the ceiling is a World Series this year?
I believe so. Everything, honestly, has to line up, too. You know, for me, understanding how the playoffs work, everything's got to be clicking. Yeah, it's good to – but before I even go there first, this month is huge. This is a huge month. Right now, we got to take down We got to take down Colorado. We got to beat the teams that we're supposed to beat. Mm-hmm. We got to go and mop up Oakland, too, and Sacramento. Yeah. And then you got to come home, and then you play the who you got? You got the Phils coming home. And then I believe Atlanta later
the
on.
The Braves so this are is in there as well, run. Yep.
Yeah, so you got to – this is why, that's why I say June's going to really – it's going to really dictate, you know, where – you know, what they're going to be doing. You know, and then especially, you know, right before the All-Star break too. So, you know, for me, this is a very important month. You know, as Plush says, you know, this is part of my Plush Mentals and part of my, you know, my craft that I understand how these months work. And right now, you know, this is a very important month and everybody's going to look back and see, you know, how June is going to affect later on down the line.
Wow. So June,
if June booms, you think Matt Arnold does something about it to make this team
they're
even
gonna
better
have
moving
to.
Forward?
You're going to have to. You're going to force the hand.
How much confidence does a good June give a team? Because you just talked about the All-Star break, obviously that halfway mark. And after that, people start focusing on, you know, what moves are you going to make. But how important is June just to give teams momentum going into the second half of the season?
Well, by now you know what's going on, right? You know everything was happening. You know everybody's got their, you know, I guess the bugs out from spring training to now seeing the ball, from traveling to getting back into the routine and the swing of the game. You know, so now it's, you know, you're seeing who's, you know, who are the players now. And for me, you want to be able to, you know, establish this momentum going into the All-Star, you know, the All-Star break. And, you know, rest up the players that you need to. You know, the whole key thing, health. We got to stay healthy. So far, we haven't been bit by it. You know, don't, you know, just stay healthy. That's the key. And as long as everybody can stay healthy and, you know, that's the whole key right now, guys.
Parting words from Niger Morgan, T. Plush, as he's going to go in the crystal clear water in the Bahamas very soon.
Yeah. Well, just know that I'm living the dream. But I'm not living it for myself. I'm living it for the 414. So you guys just know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm here, I'm there, and I'm everywhere. And just know, have a great day. Stay blessed. Feel good Friday. And I'll catch you guys on the next side. See you guys later. Plus, there, I'm out. Ah.
There it is. He's out with the T-Plush sign on the Yuengling Legends line. Niger Morgan, everybody. T-Plush on Kyle and Brust. If you missed any of it, it just happened. Go back and listen on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee, at ESPN Madison, or the ESPN Wisconsin app.
He's fresh off a flight for y'all.
I know. That's
Bahamas.
Commitment.
Getting back from the Bahamas.
He's chasing excitement, and I'm chasing excitement, too, when it comes to Potawatomi Casino Hotel, 2,600 slot machines. They have Wheel of Fortune, a new game in there. Had 2 weeks ago, had a great Friday at the craps table. Great stick, man. Great time. Two-hour roll from somebody. There's nothing better. The exhilaration and the excitement that you can get from a hot craps table. You can find whatever you love. Blackjack, table games, bingo, slot machines. I didn't even mention the sports book. It's amazing. If you haven't been to the sports book with the 2,000-square-foot video wall, you have to go because the food is great. The drink specials are great. Everything for you is available at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Must be 21 years or older to enter. When I saw Byron Buxton's name, I got excited because that is a bat that you insert, and you got a great problem to have. But I still love Tarik Skubal. I just want to see one. Honestly, I'm not even going to beg. That's what we're going to talk about next.
You're experiencing Kyle and Brust.
Eleanor Roosevelt and Franklin D. Roosevelt.
They were kissing cousins?
They were cousins. You know that? But were they kissing?
I,
they were married.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.